There we go. I'm clearing my throat to make sure the mic is working. As we prepare our hearts for the Lord's table, let me read to you something that the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and following. Paul says, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" The communion elements are not designed by God to add anything to salvation. Jesus, in his final words on the cross, as it's translated in English, was, "It is finished." Well, if it is finished, then why do we take communion? Communion is not designed for the unsaved person. It's designed by God only for the believer. It's designed to get us to look backward to the price that Jesus paid for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. It has no mystical saving power in and of itself. Faith alone, in Christ alone, is the only thing that saves. But if a person is in Christ, then communion is designed by the Holy Spirit, by God, to get us to reflect on the sacrifice of Christ. It's really designed to enhance the worship experience of the believer. It's a reminder that salvation is free to us, but it was not free to Jesus Christ, who paid such a great price to procure for us so great a salvation. And so the bread would represent his body, which was sacrificed on our behalf. And so if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite you to participate with us this morning. Now, we do have our new COVID-friendly communion cups, and we don't want to be COVIDiots, right? So a COVIDiot would be someone like myself that would just kind of open the bottom first. You don't want to do that. You want the liquid at the bottom. You guys all want to practice with me? Liquid's at the bottom. Bread is at the top. And so at this time, we're going to open the top and partake of the bread together. Shall we eat together? And at this time, as we prepare our hearts to remember his blood, we're going to have a song. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 says, "According to the law, one may almost say all things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." God the Father has designed our salvation in such a way, so someone's blood had to have been shed. We as sinners have committed holy and eternal offenses to God himself. And the good news of the Bible is Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago, stepped out of eternity into time and bore that wrath in our place. His blood was spilled so that we might have life. And so that's what we're to think about as we take the cup together, reflecting on the precious blood of our Savior. So let's flip these right side, liquid top, and we'll just go ahead and open. And remembering the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shall we drink together? Shall we pray? Father, we are grateful for your body and your blood and what you've done for us. I also pray, Father, that if there's anybody here that does not know you personally, that as the gospel is given at the conclusion of this service, that you might convict them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And today might be the day where they trust in you and you alone for personal salvation. We'll be careful to give you all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and God's people said, Amen. Now, I think the deacons are going to come through, are they not, with bags? Is that how it works? And if I'm jumping the gun, let me know.